Yeah. I felt it this morning, Romy. I felt it. Woke up, poured myself a cup of coffee, went on the back patio. I said, oh yeah. Oh yeah. A little bit darker at that same time of morning. A real source of hope for all of us. It's coming. It's coming.
Cooler temperatures. Let's see how we can help Mary at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Good morning, Mary Ann.
Hello. So a few years back, we had a slab leak in the house, and we plumbed the house to the outside of the house and the backyard. We have our neighbor behind us house is considerably higher than ours. So there's a wall between us. There's a berm, and then our grass is below. We have very little plants or flowers in our berm. Their yard has like 12-foot high oleanders and a giant tree. Great shade for their side, nothing for ours. We have to pay about $250 a time when we get a landscaper to come trim the hanging over part onto our yard. The bigger problem is this huge giant tree that she has, the roots are coming up through our grass on our side. Asked my homeowners association about it. They said, you know, talk to your neighbor. Went and talked to her. She wasn't super happy about it, but she said she talked to her landscaper, and she's a snowbird. When she comes back in November, she said, I'm going to get them to cut through my patio, cut the root down 3 feet. My thought is, it's our side where that root is coming up through our yard is way deeper than 3 feet on her high side. And I'm seriously worried it's going to, I said, okay, I just kind of think we should address it. In addition, there's a giant crack on our block wall, I mean, a huge crack, which obviously she couldn't see and wasn't aware of because of these huge oleanders she has. So,
well, here's a couple things. Mary Ann, one, be thankful you've got a neighbor that's even willing to talk to you about it. Most neighbors put their nose up in the air and say, not my problem. So be thankful whoever this snowbird neighbor is, at least she's willing to discuss it. You may be better off tackling the problem on your side of the wall. 3 feet down on her side very well may not take care of it. And we can install root barriers, and it's perfectly legal to do that. You may not realize in Arizona, they actually have what's called tree law. And what you are or aren't allowed to do. You are allowed to do what you're doing. Trim that tree. It's unfortunate it's costing you $250 every time. But you are allowed to stop that root before it does any damage to your property. I would reach back out to her and say, before anything is done, may we talk to your landscaper? May I introduce a landscaper that I trust? And can we all come to an agreement, the right thing to do? That's how I would approach it. I'm thinking with the slope, I'm trying to picture in my head, we're going to be better off for you and for your uphill neighbor to tackle it from your side of the wall as opposed to her side of the wall. So I hope that helps. Get to rosieonthehouse.com. We've got landscapers, certified landscapers, all across the Metro Phoenix area that can help with you. We also have tree arborists, that are willing to consult with you. Get representation at the table from people you trust to decide on a course of action before you take it. That would be my best advice for you.
And trees are pretty resilient. There's a good chance you'll be able to cut the root and put in a root barrier, yeah, and the tree will survive. It may not, you know, there may be a few limbs here or there that show serious signs of distress and maybe even have to get pruned out depending on how big a tree roots we have to cut. But they can withstand, you know, over a third of their roots being cut and still survive.
Still survive. I ended
not
up
that at, you ever want to do that, but
right. But you got to do what you got to do.
Yep.
And nothing worse than a neighbor's tree roots coming up in your lawn, because that ruins the whole lawn. Not to mention the structural damage to the wall. Had to have a tree conversation with my neighbor Friday morning. Jennifer and I are sitting on
trees left between your neighbor.
Jennifer and I. Sitting on the back patio Thursday night, absolutely giddy as two kids at Christmas Eve, watching the rain pour off the back patio roof, just sitting there with the fans on, just luxuriating in that nice little cool damp breeze. And Jennifer says, what are you going to ever do with that mesquite, that volunteer mesquite that's growing up in the corner of the property? I said, well, I'm going to have to cut it down. It's in the wrong place. It's a nuisance to us. It's a nuisance to neighbor. We're going to have to cut it down. Romy, as I was saying that sentence, the tree fell over into the neighbor's yard.
Into the neighbor's yard.
Over the wall, into the neighbor's yard.
Did it knock the wall down?
No, it didn't. It didn't. So I called him the next morning. I said, hey, you got a tree in your backyard. You better cut it up and get it out of there. I'll take care of the stump that's left on my side. As we were talking about what to do with that tree, it went over.